That music means the best 30 minutes of someone's week is about to begin.
And that someone needs to get a better week.
Yeah. Whoa!
He is snarky rolling.
Ladies and gentlemen, I think I told you guys, I'm doped up on caffeine and 5 hours of sleep. Honestly, that's an optimistic number. Probably only like four.
I did not expect that from him.
Oh, you should hear my own podcast. All I do is roast my co-hosts and myself, wow. Actually.
So let's start this again. That music.
I think it's gone. I think the magic is gone.
Now that we've been rudely interrupted.
Rudely interrupted. The man woke us up by throwing in napalm. I mean.
Welcome to episode 14 of Upon Further Review.
With the podcast profs, brought to you this week by Keurig for a smashing cup of coffee.
If only I liked coffee. If only.
What the heck happened to these two guys this week? And I know you can't see us, but I am sort of, if you could imagine a triangle, you know, they're like two pegs of the triangle, and I'm sort of like in the middle of the two of them, and I'm suddenly like, you know, worried.
Reasonably so.
Today's National Indiana Day, by the way.
Which is really something of that seems just odd. It's National Indiana Day.
It makes me rather pensive.
And there we go.
And away we go. He, by the way, is Soren Fanning, the associate professor of all things non-U.S. history.
Indeed.
That would be a great business card, wouldn't it?
I really want to get that.
You know, make one just for the fun of it. You know?
Everything but us.
Everything but us. U period.
Yeah,
S period.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. And I am Anthony Moretti, associate professor in the Department of Communication, and Snarky Roland is our...
producer.
Napalm dropping audio syncing.
Well, he's our producer, and apparently his main job is to make sure that we don't start thinking well of ourselves.
Yes, exactly. We're married. We got a lot of that, right? We've got humility everywhere we look, all right? Let's begin with a man who needs a lot of humility. A man who
he's going to get it.
He's going to get it, yeah. Now, see, you have to understand. There are only two ways to look at this Roy Moore situation. One is he's a pervert. The other is to say that at least six women have gotten together in a sort of cabal.
Seven now,
to try to bring him down, and they are all victims of a conspiracy brought on by the liberal media to embarrass an upstanding member of Alabama society.
Not just the liberal media. So it's the liberal media, the Democratic Party, the Republican Party.
Yes.
I mean...
And the Republican Senate Committee.
And this is everybody.
Yes.
If you buy that sort of thing.
But if you think about it, this does echo the 2016 presidential election in a way. They're all out to get us. Everybody's against us. We're going to win anyway. If something doesn't go right, it's because there's a conspiracy or somebody cheated. You can hear echoes of Donald Trump and what Roy Moore's attorneys are trying to say this week.
They're earning that hourly fee. I'll tell you that much. That is impressive. Yeah, Roy Moore,
where to begin, right?
Yeah, it's I was sort of looking at this thing from different angles, saying, where do I find purchase here? I'll tell you this: when your main defense is I never dated anyone without their mother's permission, there's a big problem.
There's a big problem. And, you know, and the other problem associated with this, too, is that, you know, as you and I have said under somewhat different circumstances, if a question is posed to you, have you ever engaged in any unethical, immoral, illegal activities with somebody under the age of 18? Your answer is absolutely
not.
No. You know, and
you don't say, well, that's outside my typical behavior. I mean, what?
What? Exactly. I mean, you know, just and see, Roy Moore to me exemplifies.
He called one of these girls at her high school to ask her out when he was in his 30s.
And said if she didn't, wasn't he going to threaten to like.
No, this was one of the other
ones. Someone
else. And by the way, we practically now need to color code, you know, get the little tabs.
Yes.
To keep them straight.
How much G, PG, and R is associated with this, like a movie rating.
And by the way, speaking of Speaking of these, the conspiracy theories, did you hear about that nonsense alleged robocall?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Bernie Bernstein. Really? I'm sorry. Was the name Jewy McJewerton taken?
Yeah, they were. Yeah, and again, I mean, this
it
all
sounded hilarious. Oh, Bernie Bernstein, you know, well, I mean, I'm look, getting it, some lox and bagels.
It also feeds into the conspiracy, though, if you think about it. It's a not so subtle, you know, extra layer of these people are out to get us. You know, and the problem
all I can say to that is oy vey.
Yeah. Well, you know, the problem is roughly 35-40% of Republicans in Alabama, presuming these polls are accurate, say they still support this man. You know what? You know, if you remember, at one point last year, Donald Trump said, "I could walk into Times Square, shoot people."
He was right,
and X number of people would still vote for me. I think this is the Alabama version of Donald Trump.
No, he was absolutely right. This is the first time I've seen a political party go full internet troll.
Yes,
in other words, doing things only to upset people you don't like.
Mm-hmm.
Good example. Today they ended the ban on importing hunted elephant heads.
Mm-hmm.
There's no reason to do that.
Mm-mm.
Other than to piss off PETA.
Mm-hmm.
It's
but
remarkable.
That is to some extent the way that Donald Trump governs. Well, not to some extent. He governs by hate and spite. But look, you know, I think there are some other issues that have percolated in this whole Roy Moore conversation that I think deserve our attention. One is this, I think, failed comparison to Bill Clinton.
Oh yeah.
Now, I think there
which,
are at least.
Which, and wait. Go ahead. Remind go ahead. Me for those who are listening and don't remember this. What did this Republican Party do to Bill Clinton for a heck of a lot less than this?
Impeach.
Indeed.
Minor complication, but now
for consensual behavior with another adult who he happened to not be married to.
Exactly. Now, again, you know, as you and I have talked about on this podcast and privately and in other forums as well. Look, what a person does in his or her personal life, presuming it is legal behavior
and consensual,
is none of my business.
Right.
I might disagree with it. I might find it immoral. I might find it something I wouldn't do myself. That doesn't matter. The question is not one of preference or taste or that kind of thing. The question comes down to what is legal. And right. What Bill Clinton did, like the man or not, is irrelevant. What Bill Clinton did was legal.
But you know, on another level, though, the one legitimate complaint the Republican Party had against Bill Clinton, which the left still has to come to grips with,
mm-hmm.
was a question of immoral behavior. Now, the problem is now the Republican Party has completely abgerated that mantle
mm-hmm.
because it is very possible that in 3.5 weeks, the state of Alabama will elect a pedophile.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we're not talking a court of law. This is the court of public opinion.
And then there, and sadly, I think Roy Moore is going to get elected as the next senator from Alabama. I don't think he's going to drop out. I don't think there's a nuclear moment out there. And despite the fact that, look, the Republican Senate committee has said, we're not going to help you, no finances, no nothing, no, you know what? I don't mean this in a disparaging way. In Alabama, that's not going to matter.
Well, right. And in a way, Moore is kind of in a no-lose situation.
Mm-hmm.
If he wins the election, he's a senator. If he loses the election, he's thumbed his nose at the Washington establishment.
Mm-hmm.
So either way, from Moore's perspective, he's going to come out ahead on this.
Mm-hmm. You know, to me, there are three interesting threads floating out there. And as you know, people are welcome to disagree with me. And you know, at times they have. But
if you do, feel free to call us at 412-397-6816.
Exactly.
That would be radio.
Cool. That would be cool. At RMU, exactly.
Or if you agree with us, you can tell us how great we are.
The phones aren't going to ring for that. All
yeah,
right?
Well, I just thought I'd put that out there.
All right. But all kidding aside, you know, there is behavior that the Roy Moores and the Jerry Sanduskys of the world have engaged in. I'm not comparing those two. I'm saying that they both involved children under the age of 18. That's the only comparison I'm making. Sandusky's behavior, 5 minutes, a locked room, and a baseball bat, and then the court of law can do what they want. More, again, a different standard there, but still behavior that is unethical, immoral, illegal.
But I, okay, go ahead.
To me, then, there is the whole sexual harassment issue that is percolating to some extent, mostly around Hollywood, but not just around Hollywood. And that's a power authority imbalance.
Well, it's interesting. Al Franken was just accused.
Really?
Something like an hour ago. An accusation during a 2006 USO tour. So this is before he was in the US Senate.
Mm-hmm.
Both sides agree they were rehearsing a skit. Franken issued a statement. So I'm going to read it, at least the part I've got, which is, I certainly don't remember the rehearsal for the skit in the same way, but I send my sincerest apologies to the woman and the woman who made the accusation. I don't know if she wants her name out there or not, so I'm just going to leave that out.
Mm-hmm.
As to the photo, because apparently there was a photo taken of this rehearsal. It was clearly intended to be funny, but wasn't, and I shouldn't have done it.
Okay. Okay.
Now, I would also like to point out that Harvey Weinstein is out of a job, probably out of a career at this point.
Good.
Right. Both Kevin Spacey and Louis C.K. are certainly in career trouble for their actions.
Cry me a river.
Right. John Edwards is done in politics.
Cry me a river.
Anthony Weiner is in prison.
Cry me a river.
Well, no, right. I'm just saying that this is what should happen. Elliot Spitzer, who, by the way, is probably the least offensive of this group, almost certainly will never run for anything ever again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and voluntarily said, yeah, I did it. You know, I did it. I was wrong. He was accused and admitted to engaging services of prostitutes. Okay, fine. But I would also like to point out Donald Trump is president. Roy Moore is still running. David Vitter is still in the Senate.
Mm-hmm.
There does seem to be a fairly incredible double standard here.
There is a double standard, but I also think we're dealing with a difference of 20 years. And let's face it, if Bill Clinton were president
Anthony
today.
Anthony Weiner was like. A year ago.
No, I'm talking about standards.
Oh, okay. Standards, yeah.
If Bill Clinton were president today, there's a pretty good chance that impeachment vote would go through.
Oh, well.
And I'm not talking about Democrats versus Republicans. I'm talking about just where the tide on this whole issue is moving.
Well, I think there would be a delegation of Democrats led by Nancy Pelosi.
Yes, who might say it's time for you to
doing the Barry Goldwater in 74, going up to the Capitol, saying, you got to resign.
Yep.
I agree. I think absolutely in today's day and age, Bill Clinton certainly would not have survived.
Would have survived. But, you know, and I think that's a good thing.
I'm going to back you up.
You go ahead.
It really is a good thing because really for the first time, society essentially has decided this is no longer acceptable.
Mm-hmm.
Before we'd said it was unacceptable, there was always sort of this wink and a nod and, you know, unfortunately, you know, the old boys club still held sway. Now, I think for the first time, the reason we're getting all these accusations is after Weinstein, suddenly it became, hey, you know what? It's actually, you'll be believed. It's safe. Mm-hmm. You can do this and get some kind of justice.
And it's a good thing. It's a good thing. It is intriguing though, to see how. Wordsmithing takes place. You know, look, when you are challenging one of the women to produce the yearbook in which Roy Moore presumably signed. Look, there is a very simple answer.
That is called grasping at straws, ladies and gentlemen.
I did not engage in that behavior with women under the age of 18. It's very simple. And if you can't use words like that, let's face it.
There's something there.
You did something. You're a creep. You're a pervert. And I hope you're not elected to the Senate, but that's probably going to happen and, you know, whatever.
Well, and the false equivalency train is just amping up. I mean, Ann Coulter over the weekend, I loved this one, in which she said, well, let's remember that President Kennedy had an affair with a 19-year-old. Now, there's a couple problems with this analogy.
Mm-hmm.
The biggest one being that Kennedy is... Dead. And has been dead for about 54 years now.
The woman was also over the age of 18.
Yeah, right. Not that that makes it better. Well, it makes it a little better.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's
a legal issue there.
Well, I mean, there's a question of adulthood. But you know, I promise you, the next time John Fitzgerald Kennedy Sr. runs for something, I will vote against him.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Ain't happening.
Because he's...
And likewise, dead. The next time that George H.W. Bush runs for something, we'll vote against him.
Right, and that ain't happening either.
You know, it's just, we're not saying that the men and women in Congress or in Hollywood or anywhere else that we're expecting this sort of moral perfectionism. That's not what we're saying.
Yeah, but I mean...
But there is a...
Not molesting children...
Precisely.
Is a far simple. Cry from is moral perfection.
It's pretty simple. You
it's
know.
About as low as the bar can get.
Mm-hmm. All right. Changing subjects.
Well, one last little thing about this. I think we're just at the very beginning of all this.
Oh, I agree with you.
Because the culture of Washington is up next. And there are going to be... A lot of, I think, sudden retirements on both sides of the aisle.
Because
remember, these people have been there a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I would expect that's probably going to dominate 2018.
Okay. Now
let's change gears to something less icky.
Yes, but there's a monumentally important question in the world that we have to address on this issue of Upon Further Review with
the podcast profs.
And that question is, which nation does Anthony root for in next summer's World Cup?
Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know if you can't see this, but Anthony is in the midst of one of the most profound existential crises I've ever seen.
Understand this.
His entire concept of reality is crashing in around his head.
The U.S. ain't there. Canada ain't there.
Right.
Italy ain't there.
That's the surprising one.
That's not
Italia. What?
The headlines in Italian newspapers were just outstanding the next day.
The end of the world.
Catastrophe, disaster, apocalypse, you know.
Hang everybody.
It was just great stuff. Now, I looked back the other day, and I have been blessed to visit 10 countries. Not the United States. 10 countries. Half of them did not qualify for this Olympics, or for this World Cup. Canada out, Mexico in. All right, so we got
not
something.
That surprising, in all fairness.
England in, Ireland out.
That's surprising.
All right, France in, Hungary out.
Okay.
Czech Republic out, Slovakia out, Russia in.
Yeah, now that's surprising.
So, but I mean, Russia's the host, so you knew Russia was going to make it.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, I'd be disappointed if they didn't make it just because
that'd be
a slap in the face.
Did any of the Czech or Slovak footballers come down with polonium poisoning?
No.
Okay.
No. So.
Not on record, at least.
So if you go with the places Anthony has visited, and should he have some sort of allegiance to those places as a bar to start this conversation.
Maybe it's you.
Shut up.
No, I'm just saying, if you visit all these countries and they're all not qualifying.
Mexico made it.
Maybe England made it. I'm just saying, maybe you're bringing some bad juju.
Russia made it.
Well, that's true. Okay, it's not you then.
All right, so if you start with that.
He actually got offended, by the way.
I did. I'm giving you that look, you know?
I wish you guys could see this because he was actually... irked.
Check your brakes, all right? So, who do I root for? What do I do? I got to root for a country. I've been to Germany. Germany
Denmark.
Made it. Not been to Denmark.
Based on the countries I'm seeing, my vote would be Japan, South Korea, maybe Poland.
Because?
Who's the biggest underdog on that list?
Based on amount of times they've ever made an appearance.
Yep.
Probably like Saudi Arabia or Panama.
I don't think Panama. No, they did. Maybe Peru.
Ooh, Peru.
I say go for the biggest underdog there.
The biggest underdog. Well, see, a lot of it's going to be based on once the brackets come out. We know who's in which groups. So,
you know, if you have no other favorites, if, you know, all your favorite teams aren't in it, then I say go
with the big underdog.
We're Americans. We love underdogs.
Even Iceland. Iceland hasn't ever had a qualifier, I don't think, because their previous best performances, they didn't have one. So I don't think they've ever been there.
Iceland.
And
same as Iceland. All right.
Same as Senegal, actually.
No,
Panama. I read that wrong.
Okay.
Reading tables is hard.
Iceland. See, now, a
ooh,
Twitter
Panama.
Friend has suggested that I ought to root for Nigeria.
Because in the hopes that prince will send you the money he owes you, what?
Yeah, he owes me at least $50 million. I've tried to talk with him at least 10
times. Me too.
You guys are awful. You don't understand. I mean, this is like, what am I going to do?
Get $5 million at no risk.
My vote is go for Iceland or Panama or Senegal.
Okay.
Go for a smaller underdog country and hope they get it.
Okay.
That gives you at least something to root for.
I'll keep that under or take that under advisement.
Excellent.
This is
real football.
This is real football. Now, let's go to the other football.
Honestly, even Egypt would be a good pick because their best performance was the first round in 1934. And then the next best thing that they've done was the group stages in 1990.
That's a Cubs-esque drought.
So I need to go ahead and I got to look at all of these teams and I've got to build some kind of flow chart and something or the other and come up with some scientific reasoning here. Or not.
Or you can just pick a team and go for it. It's like the Olympics. I love the Olympics mainly because once every 2 years is about the limit of my sport attention span. But the other side of that is...
He grew up a Cubs fan.
Yeah.
We know, yeah.
But the other side of it is if the U.S. isn't involved, if Canada's not involved, I love rooting for the teams that never get any medals.
All right.
So...
All right.
And by the way, my favorite Olympics is coming up very shortly.
The Winter Olympics. South Korea. Yes. That's true. Now, you mentioned football.
Yes.
It's an important weekend in the Canadian Football League.
Indeed. The Grey Cup playoffs are
Indeed.
Starting.
Who? No. Second week.
Oh, that's right. Started last week.
Who wins? Eastern Final. Saskatchewan. Yes, I know. A team in the West. Saskatchewan at Toronto.
It's because the CFL isn't good with geography. I think it got to go with the Rough Riders.
Okay.
Plus, I can't pull for the Red Blacks.
They lost already. Saskatchewan beat Ottawa last week.
No, I know, but there's
but
still the residual.
Toronto.
I know.
Oh, this is your angst moment.
This is my residual irritation that Ottawa spells its team with all caps. It drives me nuts.
Ottawa,
Wait,
by the
seriously?
Way.
Seriously?
Yes.
That is upsetting.
Yeah, they're not the Ottawa Red Blacks. They're the Ottawa Red Blacks because it's
even,
all caps.
That's even worse than all lowercase.
And they did
Actually,
win.
Actually, no, all lowercase is still worse, but not by much.
They did win the Grey Cup last year.
I'm
right by that?
No.
No, you still got some residual problems with that?
I don't like them.
All right. So you've got you've got Saskatchewan over Toronto.
I'm sympathetic to Toronto, but I think Saskatchewan's going to win.
All right. What about the Battle of Alberta for the Western Division Final, Edmonton at Calgary?
I'm going Esks.
As am I.
Yeah, I'm going Edmonton, both in terms of who I hope will win and who I think will win.
So
now, normally I should be upset because Winnipeg's my Western team.
Yes, and Edmonton kind of... Put a beat down on...
Beat them, and not gently. It was pretty ugly.
It was lose a peg for another week.
Yeah, it really was.
It was lose a peg.
But I will say this. Edmonton is... I think they're playing just about the best football out there.
I agree.
And I just don't think Calgary's got it this year.
I think Calgary peaked too early. I think there's still some hangover from last year. They're not as good a team as last year.
They have become the Buffalo Bills of the CFL.
Way, go a little easy.
Always getting there, not
They did win a couple of years ago.
Well, that's true.
Go easy
that's
on
true.
Them a little
that's
bit.
That's true.
I mean, you know, nobody's forgotten their helmet on the bench yet, like Thurman Thomas did that day. So you've got an Edmonton-Saskatchewan final.
Prairie final.
Logic tells me that's going to be the final, but I'm hoping for an Edmonton-Toronto final.
That would be interesting, except then the Argos would march right in and just get whooped.
So what? You know who's going to be there, by the way?
You are.
Me. That's right.
And Thing One?
And Thing One. We are going up to Ottawa a week from Thursday and
congratulations.
Taking in a year two for us of Grey Cup weekend. Indeed.
Well done. Enjoy.
Indeed. We will. There's a good running joke that we're going to be in Celsius zero, mm-hmm. and the wife and Thing Two are going to be at her sister's house. We're going to be indoors at 70, and we're both happy with where we're going to be.
Well, that's the secret to good marriage.
That
Find out what works.
That is indeed. So you're going with Edmonton, Saskatchewan. All right.
I am indeed. Before we go, and I know we're running really short on time.
Yeah, we have 5 minutes. We started late today.
Cool.
Oh, cool. So we talk more about the Grey Cup. No. No, we can
well,
do
we're
this.
Having, well, see, at Casa del Fanning, we're having the whole fam damly over for Thanksgiving. So.
Oh, Canada.
But this is, we did
we
this.
We can swing by your house and you could accidentally walk outside.
Yeah. Where's Fanning? He got kidnapped.
Yeah.
He's been taken. Kidnapping if you want to go?
He's been taken to Canada.
But last year we did the What Are You Thankful For in honor of American Thanksgiving.
On our podcast.
U.S. Thanksgiving.
Yes.
So I'll let you take the first one this time.
I'm going to let John take the first one.
What are you thankful for?
You can now understand this. There are limitations. You may not list family. You may not list a friend or friends. And you may not list a job. Because those are sort of the things that we think about automatically that we're most thankful for. So what is the thing that you are most thankful for that does not involve family, friends, employment, school, anything like that?
Like it can't involve them at all because...
Cannot involve them at all.
You're kind of putting them on the spot here. I don't care.
Well, it's because it's an event that only happened because it was my cousin's boyfriend.
All right, go ahead.
All right.
I am thankful that he randomly showed me the C chord on a guitar because the fact that he ever did that's the only reason I got interested and started playing.
There you go.
Ooh,
that's a good one.
This is good.
That is a very good one.
You will have to bring in a guitar for one of the last two of this semester podcasts and strum a few syllables, so to speak.
I'm good.
The look on his face registers an emphatic vote of no confidence.
Yeah. Well, he napalmed
us. It's
not
no confidence. It's just no thank you.
No thank you. Nice. Nice, nice, nice. All right, you're up.
In the words of the British government, we'll not be doing that.
Go ahead. You're up.
All right. What am I thankful for this year? Honestly, I got to say, looking back on everything, it's been a pretty... all over the place, chaotic year.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, did it have to be this year?
No.
Okay,
no.
Good.
Just in general.
That was like 8 years ago.
That's okay.
Right? No. Just in general. I've got to say, the thing I'm probably most thankful for is the time I first decided to throw caution to the wind and take an overseas trip. The first time you do that, you're afraid, you're excited, but you're afraid. Correction, first overseas trip to a non-English speaking country.
Mm-hmm.
Where did I go?
Where'd you go?
I went to Belgium.
Ooh.
Which admittedly is not... No, actually that wasn't the first. I'm sorry. Well, it depends. Do we consider the Philippines English speaking?
Yes.
Okay, then it was Belgium. But the Philippines, first time I went there, it was in the mid-90s. Yeah, it's English speaking to a point, but it was... way different from anything I'd ever done before. That was the first time I tried teaching, and I fell in love with it. So it just opened my mind to all these different possibilities. So sometimes taking that leap of faith works out for you.
Hmm.
Et tu, Brute?
Caesar salad? No. That wasn't Caesar. Yes, it was Caesar.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. Wrong Hamlet, though. He needed a new Hamlet if he was going to manger.
Having a stroke?
That's just not working. I'm trying to.
Dr. Moretti's not having a hard time with the putting words together and coming out good thing.
I'm trying to come up with some humor somewhere. Did I tell you today was National Indiana Day?
You did.
Yes,
you did.
It makes me pensive.
Yes, you said that too.
You didn't like that one, did you?
No one did.
You didn't like that one?
No.
Didn't like that one? You didn't like. All right. I was going to give you another one. There are plenty of people who go around saying, Irish, I didn't live in South Bend. No?
You got one more shot.
Is this on?
And then we're simply going to assume you're not grateful for anything, and that means you're a horrible human being. So.
Oh, but yesterday was.
You're dodging.
Yesterday
you're
was.
You're filibustering. Wait, that's what this is.
Yesterday was both National Clean Out the Refrigerator Day and National Bunt Day. That's a lot to digest in one day. No?
Join us next week.
Just get on to what you're thankful
no,
for.
I don't. You don't get it. I'm thankful for humor. The ability just to laugh. All right?
You're absolutely right. We took a long detour to get there.
Precisely. We need to laugh. All right? There are things in life that make us want to scream. whether it's politics, whether it's something personal, whether it's something professional, whether it's a combination of all of those things, whether it's the health of ourselves, the health of a family member, you know, whatever it might be. There are all sorts of, you know, George Raveling was the former, one of a former basketball coach at USC, and he used to always say he loved to have practice at 6 a.m. He said, because my players' garbage pails are empty. He said their teachers haven't dumped on them. Their girlfriends haven't dumped on them.
Yeah.
Their families haven't dumped on them. He said, so I dump the first stuff in their garbage pail every day. You know, at least it's empty. So, you know, that idea of there's so much stuff going on around us that infuriates us, angers, saddens, whatever the emotion might be. I think sometimes humor's just the ability to have a laugh is a good thing. You know, Jim Valvano had one of the great speeches of all time. The former North Carolina State University basketball coach who was riddled with cancer and dying. And he was given one of the first...
As funny stories go, this one's not great.
No.
Okay.
No. But you know, he was given the... I think it was the very first ESPN Courage Award or whatever it was called. You know, and he said, look, he said, you got to do three things every day. He said, you got to think, you got to cry, and you got to laugh. He said, that's a full day. He said, no matter what happens, you've had a full day.
He's always tried to
remember that. I'm pretty good at the thinking. I'm pretty good at the laughing. I'm not very good at the crying. But two of those three things does make it good. And so that makes I always think for a good day. Laugh at something.
And, you know, it does brighten the day. Although in the vein of good humor, I have to say.
Ice cream?
The whole bundt cake thing.
Good humor, ice cream. You said good humor.
That joke was so childish, Roy Moore's trying to date it.
Oh, John, turn off his microphone, please. That's your last word? You got to come up with something better than that. Go ahead. On the subject of good humor, go ahead. I'll let you go.
Pick a Kevin Spacey joke instead.
Oh, that's better.
Wait, we have gone off the rails.
That's what happens when your train of thought is boarding at the station.
See? Yeah. Rails, train of thought. See?
Next week, we will not be here. We will be enjoying the Thanksgiving holiday.
One of us will be on the road to Canada.
Will you not be enjoying your Thanksgiving holiday?
Oh, yes, I will be. Well,
so we will all be enjoying Thanksgiving. We all hope you do, too.
Do we pass by Casa de Fanning to accidentally pick you up?
That would make my much better half a little flustered and cross.
Okay, so we'll pick her up, too.
Although we will have assorted pies. Yeah.
Ooh.
Numerous assorted pies.
Should we stop in?
By all means.
Excellent. You were going to finish up. Go ahead.
But I just wanted everyone to have a good holiday, be good to each other, and we will see you in 2 weeks, and then we'll see what shape the world is in then.
No, after all those pies, it'll be a shape. It'll be one heck of a shape.
Spherical.
He is Soren Fanning. I am Anthony Moretti. Napalm John Roland over there is getting ready to give us the high sign to wrap it up, and so we will. That wraps up episode 14 of Upon Further Review with
the Podcast Profs.
Indeed.